Good day. This podcast will cover common mistakes made by students during the October-November 2011 FAC 3701 exam. This exam, as well as the memorandum, can be found in Tutorial Letter 201. We suggest that students first complete the exam under exam conditions, mark it, and then listen to the rest of the podcast. The following problems were identified whilst marking the October-November 2011 examination papers. Question 1. 1. Calculation of profit before tax. Students calculated the change in estimate incorrectly. Bear in mind that the new depreciation amount must be calculated on the carrying amount at the beginning of the current year, divided by the new remaining useful life. Calculated from the beginning of the current year, the new depreciation must not be based on the original cost divided by the remaining useful life. Additional depreciation had to be written off as a result of the change in depreciation. An explanation of the calculation becomes necessary, as a lot of students could not do this calculation. The profit before tax, before the change in estimate, was calculated using the original depreciation of 100,000 Rand per annum. This was calculated by using the cost price of the asset of 500,000 Rand and dividing it by the then expected life of the asset of 5 years. After the change in estimate, the depreciation changed to 150,000 Rand. This was calculated by dividing the carrying amount of 300,000 Rand by the new remaining useful life of 2 years. Thus, additional depreciation of 50,000 Rand will be deducted from profit before tax. Some students did not subtract the interest and penalties due to SARS, as they did not realize that these were wrongly debited to the SA revenue account for current tax in the question. The interest and penalties were therefore only considered as part of their calculation in Part 2 and not Part 1. In exams, you must consider all the information and analyze each section, as the information given to you is there for a purpose. Students did no calculations for the cash on delivery sales. The cash on delivery sales had to be reversed as it did not meet the recognition criteria for revenue. 2. Calculation of current tax. Some students did not calculate the capital gains tax. The section was answered as if capital gains tax were not applicable. Basic calculations such as capital gains, depreciation, wear and tear, and profit and recoupment on sale of assets must be practiced. Students cannot afford to lose these easy marks. It is advised that students work through examples that deal with these subjects. Please study the example in your study guide that deals with capital gains tax. Students did not account for royalties received in advance, which, remember, is a taxable item and should be included in the current year's tax calculation. Students deducted provisional tax from profit before tax prior to calculating current tax. Provisional tax should be deducted from current tax. 3. Calculation of deferred tax balance. Royalties received in advance and cash on delivery sales were omitted from the calculation. Students failed to indicate in their answers whether the balance was a deferred tax asset or liability, although this was specifically required. Students lost a lot of marks as they incorrectly added, subtracted amounts from profit before tax. Students must ensure that they understand when to add or subtract amounts when calculating current tax. 4. Tax rate reconciliation. This part of the exam was generally answered well. However, some students did not account for the tax rate change, capital profit on sale of machinery, and overprovision for 2010. Students calculated the overprovision for the 2010 tax year incorrectly. Students must bear in mind the temporary difference should not be included in this reconciliation. 5. Disclosure relating to changes in accounting policy, changes in accounting estimates and errors, as well as revenue. In general terms, students did poorly in this section. Similar disclosure questions can be found in the study guide and assignment 3, as well as past exam questions. The answers to this section was disappointing due to the following. Accounting policy notes for revenue and property, plant and equipment were prepared which were not required. This wastes valuable time. Lack of knowledge relating to the classification of the revenue statement meant that royalties received, sale of goods and other income were not separately disclosed. Although not required, students prepared property, plant and equipment notes. No marks were earned for this note and valuable time was wasted by students. The disclosure specifically related to accounting policies, changes in accounting estimates and errors, as well as revenue. Extracts from the Statement of Profit and Loss and Other Comprehensive Income and Statement of Financial Position were prepared, which indicated that student disclosure knowledge were lacking. We suggest that students summarize each accounting statement disclosure requirements and then study it well. By memorizing the notes, valuable time can be saved. Question 2. 1. Conceptual Framework for Financial Reporting 2010. A number of students did well in this part of the question. However, the following mistakes were noted in their answers. The definition and recognition criteria were not dealt with separately. Doing this will assist you in structuring your answer. Students gave the definition of provisions and did not answer the question. A discussion on contingent assets, contingent liabilities, and provisions was given, which was not required. 2. Disclosure in terms of IAS 37, provisions, contingent liabilities, and contingent assets. Obvious mistakes were made and could have been avoided. Headings for notes were not given. A mark is given if the note is identified correctly. Comparatives were omitted. Contingent assets were incorrectly identified as contingent liabilities, and vice versa. 3. Disclosure in terms of IAS 8, changes in accounting policy, changes in accounting estimates and errors, as well as revenue, and IAS 10, events after the reporting period. This part of the question required the application of the student's knowledge on errors and changes in accounting policy. The change in accounting policy should have been presented prospectively, and an error note should have been prepared. In general terms, the answer to this part of the question was disappointing. Students did not realize that there was an error for the prior years, as no error note was prepared. It was noted that students do not know the format of the required notes. This not only causes the student to lose marks, but also precious time. The format of the notes has to be studied and practiced under exam conditions by the students. Students failed to include the narrative information of the change in accounting policy disclosure and error note. Students failed to identify correctly the line items affected by the change in accounting policy, and the effect of the change on these line items must be stated correctly. For example, decrease in cost of sales. Comparative figures was required, but were omitted by students in the case of the error. A lot of students did only calculations for the change in accounting policy, but these calculations were not used in the change in accounting policy note. The calculations in such a case will not earn any marks, as they have not been presented in the change in accounting policy note. Students did not prepare an events after balance sheet date note. 4. Preparation of additional and correcting journals. The recording of journals in the accounting records of an entity is an important step in the accounting process. In the exams, we find that students fail because their knowledge on journals is not up to date. Students are also unsure of which account should be debited or credited. To record an increase in revenue, the revenue account should be credited, not debited. Account names were abbreviated and insufficient. Do not use abbreviations in your journals. Students must remember to give the full account name when completing the question. Correct account names must be given, for example, revenue, provision for warranty costs, and bank. Account names such as generic products, Bemington Limited, increase, etc. are not acceptable. Journal narrations and tax implications were not required, but students wasted time by presenting these as part of their answers. Due to a lack of knowledge on the revenue statement, students did not know the answer and presented costs incurred, etc. as part of their journals. If you experience a problem of journal entries, we would suggest that you go through basic journals from your first year accounting studies. You must ensure that you are adequately prepared for the exams, as preparation of journals for the exams are important. 5. Calculation of deferred tax balance. Students did not indicate whether the balance was a deferred tax asset or liability. Inventory values for the 2010 deferred tax year were included by a lot of students, which was not correct, as there were no temporary difference on the inventory values. This then concludes this podcast. Please contact the course lecturers if you have any other queries regarding this exam. Thank you.